Unit 10. The Subway Superman.
It was a busy morning in New York City on January 2nd, 2007. It became a very special day for Wes Autry and the people of New York. Many people were waiting for the underground subway. Wes waited at the 137th Street and Broadway station. He was on his way to work. He was a 50-year-old construction worker. He built houses and buildings. He used measurements in his job. So he knew a lot about the size of a space. A teenager was waiting for the train too. Suddenly, the teenager had a seizure. He fell onto the train tracks. At that moment, Wes saw the train coming. He had to make a quick decision and do something. He did not think about his own safety. He knew the train could kill the teenager. He could not let that happen. He jumped onto the tracks. Wes heard the train wheels screeching. The train could not stop in time. Suddenly, Wes saw a small space. It was between the rails. He sized it up. In a split second, he knew it was just big enough for two grown-ups to safely fit in. He pulled the teenager and himself into it. The train passed closely over them. It almost touched Wes's hat. Finally, they were safe. Unfortunately, Wes did not make it to his job that day. He did something even better. He saw someone in need, so he knew it was right to help. He did not know his job skills would ever save a life. The New York City mayor gave Wes an award for his bravery. People called him the Subway Superman.